Okay, the mode is, like I said, a simple measure, easy to determine. You just find out which category has the most observations associated with it. We don't use it very much because it tends to have fairly lousy mathematical properties. One thing about the mode is it's very unstable from sample to sample. It's very often moves around. So if I had 20 subjects and taking a test, I might have a mode of 50. I might give the same test the next time and get a very different mode. So it's the least stable of the measures of central tendency. Plays a very minor role in any inferential statistics. So we use it descriptively as sort of a quick and dirty way to talk about central tendency and describe the shape of the distribution, but in terms of inferential statistics, we never really use it. We use it with nominal data. It's the only measure of central tendency that makes any sense if we have nominal data. Remember, nominal data refer to categories, categories like political parties or religious preferences. And you see there, it would make no sense to take an average. What does it mean to average a Catholic and a Protestant together? What does it mean to average Democrat and Republican? It doesn't make any sense. So when we have nominal data like categories and we count people who are in these categories, the mode is the way we describe the distribution. When we get to ordinal, interval, or ratio scale data, then we move out of modes for anything other than simple descriptive purposes and talk about medians and means.